Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk on Fridays about the region's economic news. So after years of decline, one of Sacramento's oldest shopping malls, Country Club Plaza at Juan El Camino, has a new owner. How's this going to impact shoppers?
Just a couple of weeks ago, we were wondering what the heck is going on with that mall, what the owners were doing with it. It's, it lost one store after another. Gottschalk's closed in 2009, and it's been sort of downhill ever since. Macy's is still going strong, but the rest of the mall kind of looks like a ghost town. Then we learned a San Francisco real estate firm had bought the mall for about $20 million, maybe less. And that's really a huge discount over what the seller paid in 2006. They paid something like $57 million. So anyway, the new owner says it plans to invest and will be announcing new tenants in the next few months.
Well, yeah, people may remember there was a big exodus of stores from Country Club Plaza. Labu, Bed Bath & Beyond, and Ross all left. What kinds of new tenants do you think we'll see?
The owners say they are deliberately steering away from the sort of usual national big box retailers and will look for more neighborhood kind of tenants. So the company that financed the deal says the new owner is looking at a grocery store, possibly a Winco, a movie theater, and a gym, among others. This reflects sort of a strategy you're seeing nationally on retail development, that developers want stores that sell stuff that you can't get easily online or more cheaply online. So it's not just Country Club Plaza. You'll see more entertainment-oriented, food-oriented, sort of highly specialized kinds of stores and shopping centers everywhere.
A big story this week about seemingly dueling efforts to push economic development in Sacramento. A group of local CEOs is forming a new organization to help recruit new businesses to the region. But, we've already got groups in town that do that, right?
We do. But this group says it sort of fills a different niche. Rather than hire a big staff to prospect for businesses and make recruitment trips, the CEOs who belong to this group are going to be doing that kind of work personally, using their credibility as business leaders to sell Sacramento. That's the idea. The effort has some very high-powered people behind it, including the CEOs of Sutter Health and VSP, and Mayor Kevin Johnson also was involved in getting it started. The general consensus seems to be that this could be good and effective as long as the groups can all work together, a powerful new tool in the arsenal for expanding our economy.
We also had a couple of high-profile departures this week, including the dean of the business school at UC Davis. And this is like the second business dean to step down.
Right. Sanjay Varshney announced a few weeks ago he was wrapping up his stint as business dean in Sacramento State. Now, Steve Corral, dean at the Graduate School of Management at UC Davis, is doing the same. Corral will take a new role helping to develop the satellite campus devoted to food and agriculture that the university has been talking about. The other big name in the news this week was Roger Nila, who has been CEO of the Sacramento Metro Chamber since 2011, and he'll be stepping down toward the end of the year. As far as I can tell, these are all unrelated moves, by the way. But to be sure, we'll have to see what kind of career moves they all make next.
Jack, I wanted to get the latest on a story we've been talking about, seems like for years, but it's a big deal for Roseville, the ongoing saga of rocker Sammy Hagar's bar and restaurant in downtown Roseville.
This place is key to the city's efforts to redevelop downtown. Late last year, the place closed abruptly after one of the owners disappeared. This was developer Steve Pease, who was later found dead off the Sonoma County coast. What's different this time around is that the two sons of Hagar will lease the space and run it themselves, have the same name and the same decor, but there will be changes to the menu. But more importantly, this, gives Roseville what appears to be a more sort of stable and reliable operator for a restaurant that's really important to the city.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.